4, Yankee Charlie India, radio check.
KO4HKX.
Party out and about. You got things going on today?
On my way down to, I'm going down to work on my pickup truck. I'm having it redone and painted and taken care of. I got a little bit older truck, so I'm going down to help him with that.
Back when I was younger, I could work on a car, but I mean, I haven't worked on a car since I got out of the Army. They're just too complicated for me now.
I did before I was in the tool business. I was a mechanic for Ford and GM.
Standing skill to have. You're going to have to explain to me one day how I can EMP-proof my car.
I don't think there's a real way to 100% do it.
That was a really short lesson, but it sounds correct to me.
There are vehicles out there that you can do that with, but there are nothing that's produced today.
And myself a nice 1978 Chrysler Cordoba.
1993 F-250 pickup truck.
I would happily settle for that. That'd be a great settlement there.
Do a 93 F-250 with a 7.3 IDI diesel in it and a straight drive. It has no computers.
Fight everybody when they see me driving it. It's still drivable. I guess there's good and bad with all things, I guess.
Actually, there's still quite a few of them on the road. Those were pretty good old pickup trucks. Mine's a 97, so mine's just one generation above that.
Just out of curiosity, would a vehicle like that, if you got in there, can you retroactively pull those computers out and it still function? Is there something you can do to make it run?
Once you get into this, my generation, there are two main computers you got to have to make it run, and it won't run without either one of them.
Car engineers haven't seen Jericho.
They showed in a while. Doing this morning?
Just letting the dogs run, sitting out here in the cool. I always like it when it cools down after. I spent 3 years in Europe in the 80s, and since then the cooler weather has just agreed more with me.
This is one of my favorite times of year, right here, these cool mornings. I love it.
To this event, I was actually checked in on the Asheville ERC net just because I could hear it and they could hear me.
On the net this morning up on Mount Mitchell, the ERC net.
My name, and I don't remember his call sign because they were coming at him fast, and he did say something about it looked like he had been hit in the foot with a tree. I thought that was weirdly specific, but a good description.
A buddy of mine that calls that once in a while, I didn't know if he was calling this morning.
Sure, that repeater on my handheld, but I have to pull the man pack out to be able to talk to it, and heard them talking. I said, I'll go get the man pack and check in on that one.
Repeater's got good coverage. A lot of times, like you can hear it, but with HD, it's hard to get back to it.
My wife is up. Let me go see what she's got planned for the day, because all I do, after all, is drive the car, and I hope you have a very good day, and get that truck going fast as you can, and 73's to you. This is KQ4, Yankee Charlie India.
Enjoy your day, and enjoy these cool mornings. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.